Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Scully?
Yes?
Marry me.
I love you and I like you.
I love you and I like you.
I love that woman. I love her more than sharks love blood.
I love you.
You don't.
Hello, this is Nerd Nuptial episode 82, and I'm the girl.
And I'm Tristan Riddell.
And this is a podcast where two nerds who are married discuss life through a married nerd lens.
That's right! Married lens, nerd lens, multiple lenses. And today...
We both wear glasses.
We both wear glasses now. And actually, you know, side note, my prescription keeps going up because I'm a nerd.
Yeah, because you watch screens too much.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So like I play so many video games, watch so much TV, and the main reason, because I'm not like a vegetable just sitting at home like, like watching HD. Harsh. Oh, I feel like I've been slapped.
No, not all the time, but a lot of the time.
That is mean, okay? Because we run a podcast together
and we have to
critique material.
I was gonna say you're not looking at a screen right now, but that's not true.
Well, I have to monitor the audio. My goodness. I don't even know if I want to get to my point. Just right out of the gate. Speaking of reaching the screen, we just now broke a minute and I've been insulted thrice. My goodness.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, well, what I was gonna say before I was so viciously attacked on air was that at work, I'm a video producer. And so at work, I have three screens that I work from. And like my face is like right freaking there. Like I'm just so I'm basically in a VR mode the entire time. And my doctor, I'm like an optometrist.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Eye doctor. Eye doctor. I guess that's.
Optometrist is an eye doctor.
Yes. He was telling me that he's like, yeah, you're ruining your eyes. And like, could you do any other kind of profession? I'm like, no, like this is what I've been doing it 15
You've
years.
You've been asked that several times.
I had another nerd injury where, and I have dainty wrists to begin with. Like they're
you
really
do.
Small. You're looking at them.
Yes,
they're small.
They are.
I got big hands, but dainty wrists. So it's, they can't support their own weight. And I use the mouse so much that I don't have carpal tunnel or anything like that. Like the doctor, I'll never forget this. He called it overuse syndrome.
Sounds made up.
That's exactly what I said to him. Those were the first words out of my mouth. I was like, doc, that sounds made up. You sure? You sure about that? He said, he's like, yeah, you use your wrist too much. It's like, and he asked that question the same as the optometrist did. He said, do you just have to ask? Because I asked him, I was like, what can I do? He said, well, just take a whole bunch of Advil. Or stop using your wrist. And I said, I was like, how do you just stop using your wrist? He's like, well, you have to ask yourself, do you want to do this for the rest of your life? I was like, yeah, I went to school for it. I've done it for 15 years.
How you put food on the table.
Yeah, it is literally the only reason why we're all eating and not freezing to death right now. Oh my gosh. But yeah, what were we talking about?
Well, we just started talking about you. You're nerd.
Just being nerdy and injuring my... Yeah. Oh, we were talking about lenses. That's the entire reason I would start it. Oh, my gosh.
That just became about you and your injuries.
Oh, I'm sorry to take over the mic, but you did insult me for the first minute of the podcast, so I feel like I was owed it. But yeah, my body's falling apart because I'm a nerd.
Yes.
Basically, is what we're trying to say. Mm-hmm. So yes, thank you everyone for listening. We are a part of the Nerd Party, which you can find all of our other shows at thenerdparty.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thenerdparty. You can find us on Twitter at @joinnerdparty. You can find me personally at @theinsanerobin on Twitter. And this is a fun show. This is going to be a fun show because 2 weeks ago, because we skipped last week when we did a Justice League review, we asked people to write us questions about our relationship, or even just relationship questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like if you're having relationship troubles, or if you're just want some advice on something that you and I, like the girl and I, have talked about on air or something
right.
like that. We just kind of open it up. Now, the people at the Nerd Party made fun of me voraciously.
Yes, they did.
Because they're just like, yes. They're like, oh, like they came up to me. They're like, oh man, I'm having a hard time communicating with my best friend. Maybe I should talk with the girl in Tristan. I'm like, you're such a jerk. But yeah, we actually got a lot of questions. So suck it to everybody else. We got a lot of questions and we want to thank everybody for writing in. I know that a couple of weeks ago we said like, oh, you know, like if you want your name mentioned, just let us know. I think we're just going to keep it anonymous.
Yeah, I think like, because not everyone told us whether we could use their name and we didn't do a very good job of like making that clear. So I think we're just going to go with our favorite questions. And not that like all of your questions are good, but just...
Or aren't good.
Not, I'm sorry, I'm not good.
Yeah, we don't want you to think that all of your questions were good because they were not.
But we're just going to answer a few that we thought like, you know, people would like to hear and we thought were fun.
And we got a lot of great questions, yes. But there's only so much time that we can talk about it. So these are some of our favorites, but maybe down the line, if people keep coming in with the questions, we'll answer them throughout. Yeah. We won't devote an entire show.
Not like this.
It's all the time. Like it's really just because this is our first episode after asking the question, we thought it would be good to have a question and answer podcast.
Yeah.
So actually, no, side note, because we talked about Justice League.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we went to the mall today, which was a terrible decision because it was a Sunday, and it's apparently too close to the holidays to go to the mall because everyone's there. Oh, it was such a bad decision. And we went to one of our favorite nerdy stores called Box Lunch.
Which is a lot like Hot Topic, but without the emo.
Yeah, and we love it, and it's so fun. And we also went to Hot Topic because, come on, you know. But we went in like looking for Wonder Woman specifically because your sister is a big Wonder Woman nerd. Like that's her person.
Yeah. And she doesn't listen to this show. So no, like, exactly. We can totally talk about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Why didn't she?
Yeah. Come on.
Come on,
Ashley. Yeah. Like, what's the deal?
Anyway, so we were looking for Wonder Woman and like a few months ago when we were there, you know, there was a lot of Wonder Woman.
Not even a few months, like a month ago.
Maybe a month. Yeah. And now there's nothing.
Yeah, they had like, tons of DC. Yeah. It wasn't even just Wonder Woman
it
stuff.
It was like DC
stuff. Like they had like Batman leather jackets and jewelry and knickknacks and figurines and stationery. Just like tons and tons of DC stuff and Justice League stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now there was barely anything. And all that they had left was just some Wonder Woman stuff.
Right. And we like kept searching the store and there was like, it was like, there was a whole area of the store dedicated to it before, and now it was like in a little corner, like
hidden in the back. And we were thinking like, oh, because the Justice League just came out, maybe they moved the DC stuff to the front.
No,
they did not. And then we went to Hot Topic.
Right. And it was, there was like what, barely a shelf?
There was empty shelves.
Right. Of Justice League.
And like clearance section.
Yes.
Of Justice League and DC
stuff. And I look at you and I'm like, I bet it's because the movie did so horribly.
I honestly am starting to think that you might be on to something because there was always DC stuff there and always a lot of it.
Right.
And Harley Quinn sells like crazy, like throughout the years. Like Harley Quinn has
especially
been its biggest.
Topic.
Yeah, like, it has been its biggest seller in apparel and stuff like that. And so I just don't understand it because we've been through flops before. Like we've braved the storm of Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad.
That's true.
And so I don't understand it. Like, is DC tightening their merchandising licensing? Maybe
they just like because it didn't do well. They didn't. I don't know. Like places like Box Lunch. They kind of like rotate things in and out all the time.
That's true.
So maybe they just didn't up their orders.
I don't know, but it's terrifying because I hope that it's not because the movie was bad or didn't do well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, everybody, if you have noticed this as well in your respective malls and your respective Box Lunches and Hot Topics and everything like that, let us know by going to thenerdparty.com/contact.
Yeah.
So like Nerd Nuptial from the drop-down menu and let us know.
Is it just ours? Or?
I don't know. We need to scour the country. We need to scour the country of Hot Topics and Box Lunches just to see. But yeah, and also if you have a question for us, whether it's about us, whether it's about our relationship, our tastes, our history, or your own relationship, you can go to the same place by going to thenerdparty.com/contact, selecting Nerd Nuptial. So how about we get to the first question?
Okay.
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 So I'll read this one. Tristan, I followed you over to Nerd Nuptial from To The Journey. Thank you.
Aw.
Thank you for doing that. I'm a podcaster myself, and I have a geek husband, but he doesn't want to get on the mic. How did you convince the girl to do a show with you, or did she not need convincing? No, she needed a lot of convincing,
yeah,
listener.
It was like months of you asking.
Well, I've been a podcaster. I think I started when I moved to the burbs. I think that's when I started.
Really? That
yeah.
long ago?
Yeah.
It's been that long?
And I moved to the burbs in
2010.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I've been podcasting for 7 years now.
That's crazy.
7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've been podcasting for in one form or another for 7 years. You've been doing it for just over a year.
Mm-hmm.
More than a year.
A little more.
A year and a half. A year
yeah.
and a half, somewhere mm-hmm. around there. Maybe a little bit longer than that. But yeah, so I kept talking to you. I kept, like, I basically, not, maybe not, I didn't try very hard for 7 years.
No. No, but I would say, like, probably a good 6 months where you were asking, you were like, really? Like, you don't want to, like, just guest on this show? You love this so much. Like, you kept, like, bribing me with, like, oh, but you like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what happened was, is that when I started the Nerd Party with Matt Hansen,
mm-hmm.
We were in complete control of our show. Because when I was on to The Journey, it was Star Trek Voyager. That's it.
Right.
And
I would have nothing to say.
You know nothing about Star Trek Voyager.
Right.
And like, you know some Star Trek and even less about Star Trek Voyager. And so there was no reason to have you on. And of course, you know, like, I would guest here and there. But yeah, once I started it with Matt Hansen, and we kind of got like a groove going. And, you know, like, we were, you know, like, he was starting law school.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, he was coming in frequently, and so I needed a guest host, and I kept saying, I was like, come on, be my backup, come on.
Yeah.
And I think it was the X-Files revival.
Yeah, because we watched the X-Files in college in our dorm, like, common area
mm-hmm.
On our laptop with headphones all the time, and I think we watched, like, every season
yeah.
that way. Maybe.
Was it that way?
I think so.
It might have been, yeah.
There was quite a few series we watched that way
yeah.
when we were in college. And I think we've talked about it before. It was either there or like in a car or
we went to a Christian private university. And
right.
So we weren't allowed in each other's dorm
rooms. Right. So our options were limited, very much so. So I almost felt like, and we love X-Files and we've done rewatches obviously since then.
Mm-hmm.
And I just
But
felt
it coming back was a big deal.
It was a very big deal. Obviously disappointing.
Obviously.
But I was just super excited about it coming back. And I think it was actually not just the X-Files revival, but it was also the upcoming House of Cards season that
yes.
kind of like hooked me.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, X-Files for nostalgia. We need to talk it together. Like, it would be wrong for you to talk it with any other person. And then it was like, ooh, and then, wait, House of Cards is coming up? Well, I have to talk about that.
Yeah.
So.
But what we did was, this was when Filibuster, which you can find at thenerdparty.com/filibuster, that was the first show of the network. That was the first show before it was a network. It
right.
was just called The Nerd Party. That was the show.
Right.
And so that's when you guessed it, was mm-hmm. when The Nerd Party was just a show. And I got so many emails and tweets and Facebook messages and everything like that from people saying, bring her on again. Like, you guys are adorable together. That was the word that we heard most, was adorable. And everybody loved you. I never, even when I was on to The Journey, like, I never got as many emails as I did than when you guessed it. And I was just like, baby, we got to do our own show. And I think you got hooked. You got the bug.
Yeah, I think so. I it's just fun. And I think we already do what we do on air.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you telling me that also kind of helped. And, you know, just turning on the mic doesn't take away anything. It's just like, oh, you know, this is a conversation we have, because
right.
we have these conversations all the time just together.
Yeah.
So I think if I was to say to hook, you know, your partner into podcasting, I think you have to have the subject matter.
Yeah. Find the key
like,
subject
yeah,
matter.
Like, what are they crazy about that they can't help but podcast about? Like, they have to. like they'd feel bad listening to someone else podcast about it.
Mm-hmm. Find his X-Files.
That's right.
Yes, find That's his right. X-Files, his new House of Cards
That's
seasons.
That's right, exactly.
And figure that out. And say like, and just do a one-off. Just say like, it's just one time.
Because
that's what I told
you.
Yeah,
you were like, it's just one time.
It's just one time.
Just try it out. Look at where we are now, 82 episodes later.
82 episodes later, and that's right. Here we are. And a lot of listeners and a lot of questions.
All right, I'll read the next one.
All right, go for it.
I know that the girl doesn't like Star Trek, but are there any other franchises that you two disagree on? If so, how do you decide on what to watch if you disagree?
That is a good question. And it's actually quite surprising how many times our listeners bring up the fact that you don't like Star Trek.
Well, I think it's because you got your start podcasting with Star Trek. Mm-hmm. So I think the fact that, and also you love Star Trek so much.
I do. It's in my bones.
Yeah. And I always tell you, I can't be perfect. And if I like Star Trek, it would just be too much for you to handle. You just couldn't handle it. That's what I said. Yeah. Sorry.
It's true. And you're right. I think
you're
a
like,
lot.
I probably could.
I don't know. I think I could deal with you liking Star Trek. I think I could live with that. But no, I think you're right. Like a lot of our listeners probably did come over from from To the Journey when I started in Star Trek. But yeah, like I don't really want to talk about our disagreement on Star Trek too terribly much because we've talked about a lot on the show.
Knows that.
But what I don't think there's any other franchises that I'm just like absolutely in love with. I think franchise wise. I think you and I are pretty similar, pretty on point with
each
other.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have
both like Star Wars, Batman.
It's true. I'm trying to
DC, brainstorm. Like we're DC people.
That's true. We're both DC. I think you do like Marvel. Like you're much more like, can we watch the Avengers or can we watch
true.
You know a Marvel movie? And I'm like, so I often are kind of like nix it.
You don't mind watching Marvel. You don't like rewatching Marvel.
That's true.
I think that's the key difference.
I think that is, yeah, that's true.
There might be certain times when I can get you. I think I got you to watch Winter Soldier again when we were about to go see Civil War.
Yeah.
And I got you to watch Guardians of the Galaxy again when we were about to watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty.
I'm trying to think of franchise-wise and like how you get me to watch those things are like usually because there's an incentive. Like,
oh, okay. I know. Okay. I can think of it. Buffy and Angel and Xena and Hercules.
Oh, like, yeah. No way.
There's no
way. No
way.
The cheese factor is too high for me.
I tried Angel a couple of times and it was a failure every single time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even try Buffy because if you didn't like Angel, you definitely weren't going to like Buffy. And Hercules and Xena, there's just no way in Blue Perfect Hell that I could ever get you to watch those because those are the cheesiest shows that you could ever possibly imagine.
You know what is one right now that you keep trying to get me to watch?
What?
Sherlock. Okay.
But I got
okay,
you to watch it.
Yes, you did. But you keep wanting to go like further. Like so, I think we like,
we're on
left
series
off.
4 now.
Yeah. So we're there, and you're like, "Do you want to watch it? Do you want to watch it?" Like you're like super excited, and I'm like, "No,"
because I haven't even seen series 4 yet. That's the thing; it's uncharted territory.
I know, but I just.
Well, you didn't like it?
No, it's fine. It's just I'm just another part. Like I guess you're much more into British. Like you're not into British television, but you're way more into it than I am.
I am much more forgiving of the British style of humor and filmmaking.
Right.
You don't like the technical side of British filmmaking.
Yeah, because it feels like they're behind the times. It feels like, don't even put me, I know this is, I'm losing so much nerd cred here, but like, don't even put me in front of a TV with Doctor Who on it.
Yeah.
Because I will just like.
The special effects,
cinematography. I can't handle it. Yeah. Like, I can't, I'm like, why aren't you better? You've been around longer than we have. Why aren't you better at cinematography? Why does everything feel like it was made 25 years ago? I don't understand. Maybe even longer. Yeah.
I don't want to go that far.
Well, whatever. But anyway, I just feel, I don't know. I just don't like it.
So to get to the question, so just bashing an entire culture's film.
No.
I'm just messing with you. But no, it, no.
There like is British, like a feeling.
British film There's and British feeling. TV is very different. There,
and everyone knows what I mean when I say British filmmaking, like yeah. British television specifically.
And it's that there's a thing like where like some people are Anglophiles, some people aren't. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, I mean, sometimes it jives with you, sometimes it doesn't. It's no big deal. But yeah, I mean, like, but for you, I think, honestly, like from a technical aspect, like a lot of British TV and film doesn't follow what Americans would call standard rules of filmmaking, like the rules of three, like sure. The rule of thirds mm-hmm. is what I meant. Like this, like the nose room, the head room is always all over the place.
Yeah.
The orientation of the camera is weird. Mm-hmm. The editing style is usually a little different. So to you, that just like, just, you just grate your teeth when
it
you
does,
watch that.
Yeah.
And so I think when I try to convince you to watch something, I have to say, yeah, it's British TV, but it's different. It's much more mainstream. Like it's much more like American culture or something like that. I like.
Right.
Like with Downton Abbey and Sherlock. Like
that's true. You watched both those before me.
Those are very much like that has mass appeal across the pond. Mm-hmm. Like not everything does.
Right.
Like if I try to get you to watch Luther or something like that, no, that wouldn't work. or like if I tried to get you to watch like some random,
yeah.
you know, like British sitcom, like Vicious. It'd be like, no, like there's no way you'd be able
I'm
to
I'm trying
that.
To think of you. Okay. I'm trying to think like franchises were usually pretty similar.
Yeah.
But
like Planet of the Apes, we both love.
Oh
Planet
yeah.
Of the Apes.
But I like sometimes. Okay. So like Archer, you love Archer, but it's too like boy humor for me.
Yeah. But that's not like a franchise.
No, but I'm just saying like different things that you like that I don't like.
You like true crime stuff more than I do.
Oh yeah.
You like mockumentaries more than I do.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And
I like my guilty pleasure is watching like just true crime docs all the time. And you're like, why would you watch that?
I think to answer the listener's question, like how do we decide on what to watch if you disagree? If we disagree and if one of us disagrees strongly, then we don't watch it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just kind of how it is. Like,
true.
Because that's the thing is that. Like there, we have some friends out there who say like, oh yeah, whenever we watch something, somebody's unhappy. Like one of us is unhappy.
That's hard.
I don't
yeah.
want to do that.
Yeah.
I'd rather not watch something I like or that I know I'm going to like than watch something knowing that you're just grinning, bearing it.
Well, and you know, I mean, you don't want me to be like on my phone or like just
no.
disconnected. Like we always want to have be on the same page or
engaged.
Even if we're not. But if we're both not enjoying it, then we'll turn it off. But for, you know, or we're both not enjoying it in like a hate watch in a way. But I feel like we kind of agree. We are like, okay, we're going to try this or we're not going to try
right.
this. So we really do our best not to, I don't know, not to force the other person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think before we had Ripley, we could just say like, okay, well, I'll just watch it on my own time.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
We don't have any more.
I was gonna say,
time.
What is that?
So yeah, like that might be us dodging the question, but not really. Just like if we disagree, we don't watch it.
Right.
Or we find something that we can't agree on.
And I think the one thing that sometimes drives you a little crazy about me is that I love rewatching things,
oh
and
gosh.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
But I love. Like, whatever's my favorite, I like watching it over and over again. So you're like, okay.
Ad nauseum.
Yeah. I don't want to watch that again for, like, the 12th time.
And I love watching new things. Like,
right.
I love finding new, whether it's indie or blockbuster or foreign. When I say foreign, I meant British. yeah, it's, like, I want to experience new material.
And I think that's all great, but there's just certain times, well, most of the time, when I'm just like, oh, no, this is comfortable. I like it.
It's for the exact same reason why we go to Subway when we go on vacation.
That's right.
Because we know what we're going to get.
That's right.
All right. Moving on to the next one. Question three. Oh, this one's about specifically about a relationship. Did you find out that you each were nerds before or after the first date? In other words, did you know the other person was a nerd before you were attracted to each other? That's a good question.
I'm trying to think.
Well, I don't
think so.
No, I didn't know that you were a nerd before I was attracted to you. Because the first time I saw you, you were on stage in full-blown makeup.
I actually had like kind of a Kiss look going on with my face makeup.
It was black and white.
Yeah,
it was like,
black and white.
It was like if Kiss and Harley Quinn had a child together.
That was me.
That
yeah.
was That's what you
yeah.
were dressed as. And I remember, and you didn't have any lines. It was all physical acting.
Yeah, I was the mute in The Fantastics. And I did have lines in other shows, but
of course.
But in that one, I did not.
But I remember seeing you, and like that was before I ever saw you before, or met you, or even knew who you were. I just remember seeing this girl, and I was just like, wow, she's cute. Even with all that makeup on. And but then I had theater class with you.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I was attracted to you physically just from seeing you. And I can't remember if I've talked about this on the show, but I've talked about it in real life. When when I see someone from across the room, like, I'm sorry, but it's going to be superficial stuff like that. Like, oh yeah, she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. Look at how she carries herself. Or she looks amazing in those jeans or something. I don't know, something like that. Like, if I've never talked to the individual before, I can't say, oh my God, that brain is so sexy. You know, like... Like, her personality is amazing.
Like, before you open your mouth kind of situation.
It's just like, that's what, you know, draws you in.
Of course. Yeah.
I stayed for the brain, but I was brought to the house by the face.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I think I noticed you the first time you were in a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And the scene called for you to drop your pants.
Yeah, I did. That was the first time you saw me.
That was the first time. I thought you were funny. And I think I was, like, laughing the hardest. And I was like, come on, guys, this is funny.
Oh, yeah, because no one else thought I was funny.
No, that's what I mean. I mean, I was laughing the hardest.
Oh, you're laughing harder than everybody else. Right?
Yeah, not the, like, everyone else was like, the guy has dropped his pants.
I was wearing underwear, folks. I thought you were trying to say, like, it was crickets in the house other than you.
No. And then we were put in a scene together. And we were husband and wife. And we've talked about this before on the show.
And that was the first scene we ever played together.
Yeah. And, like, you know, we just started, like, hanging out more because we were doing the scene together.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember us being, like, at least friendly because I think I invited you to my birthday party. And you actually got me, like, something.
Got you something nice.
Yeah, you did. You got me, like, a necklace or something.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, like, before we were dating or anything like that.
It's called
just
laying groundwork.
Well, you did a good job of that. And then that was pretty much it. Mm-hmm. And then we started talking online.
On AIM.
That's right.
Which is no more.
Over the summer. And then I remember seeing you. Like, we were definitely flirting via AIM.
Yeah. But I mean, but to answer the question, I guess it was no. I guess the answer is no. Like, I didn't know you were a nerd until we started dating.
No, I think, like, because I don't think we necessarily talked about how nerdy we were.
I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, like, we casually would chat online and you know, like, we'd flirt in person, but nothing egregious. And, we could tell that we were attracted to each other, but, you know, never went past anything. Yeah,
I don't think it was until we started dating that we really talked nerdy things.
And we watched a movie together, and you found out that I don't make out during the movie.
That's true.
I think that was
time. I was gonna say, because usually going to the movie theater meant that. So he wants to watch the movie.
No, we wait until the credits, and then all's fair. To answer your question, listener, we didn't know we were attracted to each other physically.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to know each other's personalities, and then once we were comfortable enough, we found out how nerdy
nerdy that well was.
I actually I remember, speaking of how deep the nerdy well goes, I remember when I met your mother. It was one of the first time, or but it was definitely one of the first times I laid it on thick on how nerdy I was. Like, I wanted her to know what she was getting into.
Really?
Or what her daughter was getting into.
Well, I'm pretty sure they knew. Because I'm pretty sure, one time, I think, like, you just said something. And then I think, like, I remember traveling with my parents for some reason. And I remember my dad saying, you need to find, like a goth girl or something like that, I think.
Wait, what? I'm lost. I'm lost.
I don't know what you were saying, but you said something extremely nerdy or something like emo, and my dad was like, you need to find yourself a goth girl or something.
Your
like
dad
that.
Said that to me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I have zero memory of this.
So So I don't
so
know.
So your
what...
father told me to tell, no... to find another girl?
Well, yeah, apparently.
Harsh.
This was early on. He loves you.
Darn right he loves me. I fix his computer. They were just happy to get a nerdy son-in-law because they were tired of paying for tech support.
I was gonna say, they didn't even know. They didn't even know.
So yeah, to answer your question, listener, no, we didn't know.
No, we didn't know.
And so I think that's not always a bad thing. We actually had an episode where we talked about that, about like being nerdy in a relationship. And because I think it was a listener question. I think someone emailed us and said like, do you expose your nerdy self on the first date or do you wait? And I never hid my nerdy self ever.
No, never.
And I still never, don't. Ever. Yeah. But it just didn't come out.
Yeah. And naturally. I think it was always there, but I wasn't as forthcoming until I knew the person.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think we have one more. I think we have time for one more. We're keeping this one kind of short. So how about you read that one too?
Okay. If you could exist and live in one genre-based franchise, what would it be and why? Do we have to live together?
I know of a franchise that you're not... Actually, no, I don't know if it's a friend. Dune.
I love you.
Yeah, you love me.
Uh-huh.
What are you trying to say? Like I don't... You're not in love with Dune like I am.
Correct.
Okay.
But if listeners remember, I had to watch it before we could get engaged.
That's true.
That was kind of a big deal for Tristan. Like, his future wife had to watch the miniseries.
And appreciate it.
And I do appreciate it. But I don't think we've watched it since.
No.
Because, yes, you are much more into Dune than I am.
Okay, going back to the question.
Okay, so would you live in the world of Dune?
No, that'd be scary. That'd be terrifying.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I would be absolutely terrified. I would not make it an Arrakis at all whatsoever.
No.
Harsh climate. No.
You don't like getting too hot.
No.
No.
But also, I'm trying to think of it like existing and living in a franchise universe.
That's hard.
Like, I want to say Star Trek. Like, to me, that's the easiest question in the world for me is Star Trek. I'm sure it's not for you, but like in Star Trek specifically, like 24th century on a starship, because you have all your needs met, and you have a cool job because you want to be there. You have a holodeck at your, you know, like you have a huge library and you have a holodeck at your fingertips, and almost any disease.
So you could like, because the holodeck kind of is like your. You can just kind of go anywhere, so that's kind of your excuse.
Yeah, no. I mean, the holodeck is not like the main reason why I'm saying. Like, even if it didn't have a holodeck, like say I was in the 23rd century, I would still choose Star Trek, just because it's peaceful, except when it's not. And
I was gonna say,
like, yeah, it'd be risky, you know, being on a starship because just like being in the military, even though they say that they're not military, but they really are. It would just be like the idea of exploring and going from world to world and planet to planet, and like they can cure almost any disease, and you know, like we're free of war and famine, at least on Earth, we're free of war and famine and disease and bigotry, you know, that's all gone and gone away with. I mean, that's a beautiful view of the future that I think we desperately need right now. And yeah, I would say hands down, Star Trek, absolutely.
Would you live on Earth where it was all peaceful, or would you go but you would be an explorer?
I think I'd want to be an explorer. It would be easy to say, oh, I want to live on 24th century Earth because everything's perfect,
right?
But that's not really where the show exists, so I feel like that's kind of a cheat.
Yeah, that's not
so
really.
I feel like I have to say starship, but I would say starship anyway.
Okay,
because that's how you get to go places.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How about you?
That's a harder question for me, especially if I want to live with you in the franchise world.
Well, disregard me right now. Disregard me.
Now,
one of your favorite franchises of all time is Star Wars, but that's always...
always very chaotic.
A universe in turmoil, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think that would be smart. I really don't.
I mean, like, if you're not living underneath the Empire, the New Republic just got destroyed and
I think it would be kind of fun to live on Endor. That just means, because I would just like hang out with the Ewoks,
but
Leia
full-time
style.
No.
That's true. It could get annoying. That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard. I mean, if I could be like an elf in Lord of the Rings, I think we've talked about this, like when we said like different places we're going to visit, I would want to live in Rivendale.
Rivendale.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said Rivendale.
No.
Like it's a suburb. It's a suburb of yes, Middle Earth.
I live in the suburb.
It's like Rivendale, but with a strip mall.
Actually, that sounds kind of good. Well, I should rewind it and actually did say that. Yeah, no, I think like that's really pretty and peaceful.
I think that's
and
a good
people
choice
don't
for you.
Age and they look really pretty.
Good choice.
And there's like waterfalls and like open air buildings. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and you're like really light on your feet.
Like Legolas?
Yeah.
Can walk on snow.
Exactly. So, and I could go explore other areas, but I could just like stay there and hang out.
See, like, yeah, I think that's great because you would need, like, if you lived at a Rivendell between those 3,000 years,
yeah.
Like, between, like, when Sauron made the ring,
mm-hmm.
then when the ring was destroyed, that's, like, the golden years of the elves, and so there would be very little turmoil.
That's true. It's exactly right. And then the other one that comes to mind is, I really like Pandora from Avatar at night, except for all the scary animals.
Mm.
But if I could just like hang out in the trees, then that would be cool.
That's cool. Good choice.
Yeah.
Blue with a tail. I could see you with the tail.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Yeah.
Be a nice tail. All right. Well, there you go. I think those are good choices.
I think so.
I think I can see you more in Middle Earth in Rivendell than I can with Pandora.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
But at night.
At night, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So great answer. So there you go, listener.
Yeah.
Those are our answers. And so if you guys have any other questions, if you guys like what we're talking about or want to hear more, please go to thenerdparty.com/contact, select Nerd Nuptial from the drop-down menu, fill out the form, it'll send us an email, and we'll talk about it on air and we'll have a good time. But I think next week we're going to be talking about The Crown.
Yeah.
Season two.
So
season
we'll see.
Two is coming out on Netflix. And so we're pretty excited about that. But until then, I love you.
I know.
Scully.
Yes?
Marry me.
I love you and I like you.
I love you and I like you.
I love that woman. I love her more than sharks love blood.
I love you.